Preparing to delve in 3, 2, 1.
I feel the need for speed, heat. Thank you for joining me again on Citanium Mine, and on this episode, we are delving into... Hey, look what I did, that's cross-promotion. We are digging into... Hey, that's this show's promotion. To a game from a very popular series that has been going on for decades now, that is also under that Electronic Arts Evil Empire. But this one is a racing game, and it's called Need for Speed Heat. Now, I've actually played quite a few of the Need for Speed games, and I have played a bunch of racing games. People may not know this about me, and that's fine, but I actually very much enjoy racing games. I usually enjoy them a lot, and I am more than happy to talk about one here on the show, especially in an established series that has had such a long and storied history. So what do you do in Need for Speed Heat? Well, basically the whole storyline behind it is pretty rudimentary. It's there basically to just propel the game along, but it's about these, you know, street racers, and they're doing some illegal street racing on the side, and they're doing some regular racing during the day, and they're getting harassed by this high-speed task force in the police department who actually are doing some shady things, and the guy that's running it is kind of corrupt, and they're trying to expose him while they're also trying to build up the reputation of the new person in the group, which is who you play. It's not Shakespeare, but it gets the job done. The way that actually breaks down in terms of the gameplay is that you have daytime missions and nighttime missions. If you play during the day, you are going to be in sanctioned races that will earn you money, or bank in this particular case. At night, though, instead of earning that bank, you're earning reputation. And your reputation level unlocks new parts, new cars, a whole bunch of other features that go into advancing the game. Think of reputation in a lot of ways as the experience system in this game. So you play at night, you gain essentially experience, you get better status, which allows you to unlock new cars and new parts for those cars and a whole bunch of other things. During the day, though, you earn the bank that you need in order to actually buy those things. And this is good. It means that you have to do both day and nighttime missions in order to advance through the game, gain your levels, get better stuff, and then buy it. Need for Speed Heat is an open world racing game. This has been a very common thing over the last 10 or so years. I've seen a lot of series that have been in this vein, whether it be like a Midnight Club, which has a lot of the tuning that this touches on a little bit, but Midnight Club did it to a much greater effect. During, like, nighttime missions specifically. Or if you were to look at one of my favorite series, actually, Burnout, when they got to Paradise, the ability to, you know, run around Paradise City, and then at every single intersection, there's a potential race for you to go through. Now, these open-world racing games can be a lot of fun. You still get the exploration elements that you expect in some of, like, the sandbox games from action titles. But you're still racing around the city, and you have a real objective. You're trying to come in first place in all of the races that you're going around and doing. But there's still collectibles, and in Heat, you actually do collect things like flamingos, and you have to crash through billboards. And then there's a bunch of these challenges that you get into as you race around the city, speed traps where you have to hit a certain speed when you go through this gate, drift challenges, because drifting is almost, you know, bog standard for open world racing games now, where you have to get to a certain score while you are drifting around these little sections of the map, and you just come across these as you're racing around. But the real highlight, of course, is going to be the actual cars. And while there are some titles that will just make up their cars, you know, Burnout is one of them, maybe because they're going to crash those cars relentlessly, and so maybe that's not particularly brand-friendly. In Need for Speed, even though there is damage that you take and the cars can crash and everything, they still have licensed brands, and really from all car companies across the board, both older vehicles and brand new ones. But you don't stop there, because as time goes on and you get better reputation, you unlock better and better parts that you can install to, again, continue to tune up your cars, as well as a lot of cosmetic modifications that you can make to the entire body structure and your paint and your decals, which you can also collect in the open world sections. So there's a lot of fun stuff for you to do to customize your experience and to really make the ride of your dreams. In terms of the story missions, though, I mean, they are just there basically to service the game and progress you forward. They don't really have any particular meat on the bones. But one of the aspects I wasn't as fond of is, if you remember in Grand Theft Auto, there was this old thing where you would meet somebody at a place, and you'd start a mission, and then you had to drive with them to the actual place where you were going to do the mission. Unfortunately, during those places where you are in the story, they determined that they wanted to try that too. So you're following along with a lead car, and the character in that car is communicating to you through, like, the phone. And so you have to have this conversation with them while you are actually riding to the race event where you're going to actually do the game. That's unnecessary, and is a holdover from gameplay elements that really don't need to be there anymore in a modern landscape. While I did enjoy the sanctioned races during the day, which really do feel like traditional sanctioned races that are all cordoned off and you're allowed to just run around that track, the ones at night are a little bit more tricky. Because what happens is, one, it's dark and the streets are all open. There are no, like, blockades for these. So you have road cars that are out there on the track. So you're gonna constantly crash into stuff. It's just kind of gonna happen. There's a lot more for you to watch out for in these high-speed races. But then you get to the police part of this. Because as you are racing around and doing these illegal street racing things, you are also acquiring heat. The heat has 5 different levels, and as you go up in those levels, the police pull out more and more aggressive force on you. And so trying to lose them and not get your car wrecked can be quite a feat into it of itself, especially once you get up to heat level 5 and they're putting down road spikes and there's a helicopter in the air and they're bringing out like a rhino tank thing to try and stop you. And it feels like there's just no way that you're going to get out of this. But the thing that really annoys me is when you get busted by the cops for stupid reasons. Like, for instance, I couldn't make this jump once, and I fell in the river, and they reset you to the point before the jump. Now, I don't have any space to actually make this jump anymore, but the cops are all on me now, and I don't have a way of doing anything else except trying to go over that jump again, which I can't make. So they, like, insta-bust me. When I get back onto shore, there's really nothing I can do about that, and it didn't even feel like they were that close before I tried that jump. Then there's the other thing, like, you can get caught up on open world elements. One of them happened to be, like, I thought that I could get up onto an overpass, like, over a hill, but then my car ended up stuck on this piece of concrete, and so I couldn't go forward, and I couldn't go back, I couldn't move my car at all, and it wasn't resetting, and then the cops just show up, and I get busted immediately. Now, the problem with getting busted, though, is that you lose some money, and then also, any of the heat levels that you've generated go away. Why is that bad? Because heat also applies to a multiplier for your reputation that night. So if you are constantly just getting heat level 1 or 0 for the points that you're receiving for the reputation, it's going to take you forever to advance in levels, especially toward the higher ones. You really need to get like those 4 and 5x multipliers for what you are doing in order to really rack up your reputation. And you'll be trying to find the most efficient ways to do that. There is actually a circuit race that's behind the main garage. And if you want to just spend time to farm reputation and have a low chance of getting busted by the cops, you could just try running around that and going through the speed trap or over the long jump there over and over again. It's kind of like an actual NASCAR track that you're going around. But it's not nearly as much fun as if you were just doing it in your open world elements, which is what I'm sure the game is trying to have you do. I did finish it. There are a lot of interesting kinds of races. In addition to doing the drift challenges and the racing challenges, there's also on-road and eventually off-road challenges, so it gives you some incentive to try different cars and different tuning styles for those cars to make sure that you can maximize some build for each and every one that you come across. However, I do have to say that I can't really tell you it's the best of these styles of games. And in fact, besides the actual police chases, which have been in a lot of Need for Speed games, and the reputation point system, essentially that separate kind of experience system that you're accruing at night rather than the money you're accruing during the day, besides those few mechanics, there's really not a lot that sets this apart from Forza Horizon. And having said that, let's get on to alternatives, because that's really the series that I wanted to mention here, Forza Horizon. Now, I will tell you, basically, you can pick any one. Go ahead. You pick any one of the Forza Horizon games. I've played 2, 3, and 4, and I can tell you that they're all terrific. I would actually say the 3 is probably the best out of the bunch. Forza Horizon 4... which is the most recent one and is still, you know, supported by the company. It's only been out for like a year or two, is terrific. It takes you to England and it has seasons, which is great because it means that when winter comes, you can actually drive across the lake and then there's actual race challenges on the lake, which you normally can't access during other seasons. There's a lot of neat stuff like that. You know, you happen to get into mud season, and then some of the roads are harder to traverse, and you might need off-road features for them. All of the things about, like, the experience system and the money and everything, it's all integrated into one timeline as well. So, you know, your days turn into nights and everything like that, but you don't actually have to choose between daytime missions and nighttime missions. There aren't really any of those police chases or anything like that, and instead of reputation, you're just getting experience, which is actually very useful because you have upgrades that you can get to your different cars, different perks on a little perk chart that you can open up as time goes on. And you get that for doing a whole variety of things, just sliding around and getting through brush and stuff like that, or going at really high speeds, maybe in the oncoming lane or in slipstream. You actually get these points organically as you are just going through the game, and that's pretty great. I really appreciate that because it really makes you want to try and drift out in the middle of a field and just feel the freedom of being able to just go off-road whenever you want, rack up a whole bunch of essentially experience points so that you can unlock new cars, but also to improve the cars that you already have. And you still get all of the tuning that you normally would get in a lot of these games, including Need for Speed Heat. I would definitely say that if you're going to pick one up, although there are some interesting features to Need for Speed Heat, there is definitely a lot more going on and a lot more enjoyment to be had from something like a Forza Horizon 4. So I would definitely recommend getting that one instead. And I can already see from the look in your eyes that you're looking to race out of here. So I guess I'll just let you go. No, you know what? You just go. Go ahead. No, I'm not going to even try to keep you here. Go. Who needs you? I'm going to get back in my Lotus Exige and I'm going to drive around Palm City, but more likely I'm actually just gonna go play Forza Horizon 4. No, you can go. Bye, Felicia.